Call our meeting to order. I'm Marlita Peters, and I will help facilitate your meeting today. This is a meeting of the Structural Technical Advisory Committee. Today is April the 25th of 2023, and it is 10 a.m. We will begin by calling roll, and we ask that you stay here. Chairman Compton? Mr. Hammers, I believe we have everyone muted. Can we unmute for a moment, please? David Compton. Michael Beret. Julie Lowry. Garacio?
Here.
Sammy Gascon?
Here.
You? Joe Kim?
Here.
Dan Laverich? T.W. McCumber?
Here.
Thank you. Craig Perino?
Here.
David Mansour. Jason Seals.
Here.
Dean Rourke.
Here.
Let's go back to our first three. David Compton. Michael Beret. Billy Lowry.
Can you hear me? I'm here. Hello?
Julie?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
With that, we do have a quorum. Staff present today, again, I'm Marlita Peters, helping to facilitate. We can have our staff recognize themselves.
Mama Donnie.
Jim Hammers.
Tom Campbell.
We have Sabrina as well. Thank you, staff. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording? Your phone may be muted or your monitor, you might want to unmute to answer. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized?
I'm Kate Norris with the University of Florida, and I will be presenting.
Thank you, Kate. Do you have any other staff with you that you would like to recognize?
It's just me.
Okay. No one else is chiming in. We'll move ahead. TAC members, we'd like to approve the agenda as posted. Need a motion and a second.
W. McInburn, motion to accept.
Askin, second.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
No. Review and approval of the February 22nd, 2023 meeting minutes if there are no recommended changes or corrections. Motion and a second.
CW motion. Accept.
Gaskin second.
All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And now today we are here to review and accept the interim draft report for the following research project, update and development of wind speed line maps for the Florida Building Code 8th edition 2023. Ms. Norris?
Hi everyone. I have a PowerPoint presentation I'd like to share with you. So let me put this into.
Okay. Hammers to give you the screen. There you go.
Is that coming in for you guys?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So this is the interim status report, update and development of wind speed line maps for the Florida Building Code 8th edition 2023. My name is Kate Norris. I'm faculty at the University of Florida. I'm a geospatial data manager and senior GIS specialist at the GeoPlan Center. I've been working at the GeoPlan Center for over 20 years now. So the GeoPlan Center is a geographic information systems research and teaching center housed in the School of Landscape Architecture and Planning at the University of Florida. We have some major projects with the state. We are also the Florida Geographic Data Library. We do a lot of work for the Department of Transportation, and we maintain and update the database that is used to run the ETDM project, Efficient Transportation Project. We also have other projects you might have heard of, such as Signal 4 and the Florida 2070 project. So we're going to move on to the interim status report. So in this project, the GeoPlan Center is providing GIS technical assistance in creating updated Florida statewide ultimate design wind speed line maps for the 8th edition 2023 update to the Florida Building Code. And this is for updates to figures 1609.3, figures 1 through 4, and also the windborne debris map. And this is based on the standards set forth in ASCE 722. We are also providing assistance in preparing local wind speed line maps for each county building code jurisdiction that is impacted by the newly updated wind speed contours. This interim report addresses details of the project's progress to date. In summary, task one is complete and task two is in progress. For task one, we created updated statewide maps for use in the Florida Building Code. We worked with Laura Mund at Applied Research Associates to obtain the GIS data. The GIS data is based on the ASCE 722 GIS contours for risk categories 1 through 4. Using the GIS data obtained, we created the maps and provided them to Momodani. These maps are available in Appendix A of the interim report. What's that?
We're getting feedback. Everyone, make sure your phones are muted, please, or your computers, so that there's not feedback from our speaker coming through your line.
So there's an example of this map to the right for Category 2. At the end of this presentation, I will have these maps in case anyone wants to take a look. I will also make this presentation available to Mo, but Donnie, in case anyone would like to review some of the information later or have links to this data. Task 2, Progress 2, Development of Local Wind Speed Line Maps. This task is in progress. During this task, we created local wind speed line maps for impacted jurisdictions using GIS maps and relevant data. This task has three subtasks, Part 1, 2, and 3. For Part 1, we created preliminary local wind speed line maps for impacted jurisdictions utilizing GIS maps and relevant data. For Part 2, we are working with jurisdictions that require GIS support to make changes or updates to their local wind speed line maps. And in Part 3, we will provide digital copies of the local wind speed line maps to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Status of Task 2, it is in progress. So, Task 2, Part 1 is complete. During this part, we created 268 countywide risk Category 1 through 4 wind speed line maps. So that's the 67 counties and 4 maps each. Those preliminary maps are housed at the following website, and we are using them when we're working with counties. Some of them are using them, and some of them are using them to help them figure out how they would like to move their lines. There are the 4 Alachua County examples, and those are included in Appendix B of the report, and I also have them at the end of the presentation if anyone would like to take a look. Task 2, Part 2. This task is in progress. During this task, we have contacted 67 county building code officials to notify them of the preliminary maps and to offer free technical assistance to update the maps. We have also placed follow-up phone calls to 62 of the 67 counties. We have created a web map viewer to facilitate the creation of updated local wind speed maps based off of local landmarks. We've also created supporting documents for using this web map, for downloading the GIS data, and for using an ASCE online hazard tool. We've also contacted over 1,000 licensed Florida Building Code officials to notify them of the upcoming changes to the Florida Building Code. So moving on to the mapping status for 30 of the 67 counties. So this is who we have feedback from so far. We have 9 counties that wish to adopt the preliminary maps as is. We have 3 counties that we have worked with so far to create maps for them to help them modify the preliminary line work to better align with their local landmarks. Currently, 7 counties want to develop their own modified version of the preliminary line work to better align with their local landmarks. And we've heard back from 11 counties that are still trying to determine how they would like to move forward. Additionally, on the web map viewer, we also are maintaining how these counties would like to move forward. This is an older image, and this image is a little behind the numbers you are seeing on the left. Our plans for completing Task 2, Parts 2 and 3. The UFGO Plan Center is continuing to contact the remaining counties by phone and email to determine how best to assist them. Once Task 2, Part 2 is completed, the GEO Plan Center will move forward with Task 2, Part 3 and work with Momodani to provide the final project to the state of Florida. Once again, these are some of the images that I talked about. These are the maps that we provided to Momodani for the Florida Building Code. As you can see, these are Category 2 and the Windborne Debris map, and also the Category 1 map. Here we have examples of the Category 3 and Category 4 maps that were provided. In Appendix B, we have examples of the 4 types of preliminary maps for Categories 1 through 4, and this is for Alachua County. And in Appendix D, an example of the web map viewer, and also the link to the manual and the link to the web map viewer in case anyone is interested in accessing these things after the presentation. Once again, we are also the Florida Geographic Data Library, so we are housing this data for download on the Florida Geographic Data Library, and we are providing links to the counties, and this information was provided in an email to those other 1,000 licensed building officials. So everyone should have access to the GIS data. Please let me know if there's any questions or comments. Once again, my name is Kate Norris, and I work at the GEO Plan Center at UF. And my email is below if you would like to email me with any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. TAC members, do we have any clarifying questions for Ms. Norris? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions?
Marlita.
Yes.
Marlita, Jamie, sorry. Sorry for my...
Go ahead, Jamie.
Big button press here. Ms. Norris, good morning. Thank you for your presentation here today. Quick question regarding, for example, both Miami-Dade and Broward counties, which have prescribed wind speeds for the different categories of buildings countywide. Is that something, and the fact that we have it codified in Chapter 16, is that something that would be incorporated into these GIS mapping to indicate if you have a building Category 2 in Miami-Dade County, this would be the corresponding wind speed countywide?
So, if it's countywide, so I can create countywide maps. So what I'm doing is we have an FTP site where I'm housing the preliminary data, and then for the counties that are working with us, we are also housing the updated maps there. And so I can go and create the same countywide maps for those counties and house them there. And then when they go and I provide Mo, Madani with the information, I can provide him with those levels of maps. I haven't received an email back from those. Usually what I do is I wait to receive an email back from those counties before I reach out again. I know from working with the Florida Building Commission in 2020 that those counties are a little bit different. And so we'll probably just do something similar that we did last time. And if I don't hear back from those counties, I'll just go ahead and use the information that's available to create those countywide level maps. So it's easy for the public if they go, no matter where they're going, that they're getting the same information.
Okay, thank you. I'm Jamie Gaskin, by the way. I'm with the Miami-Dade County group that would be responsible for all of this, mapping, designation, code writing, et cetera.
Okay. I did send out email. I think the problem is, though, is that a lot of them have been getting caught in spam, and so I have been making phone calls to each of the building officials after I've sent the email, because they've had a lot of lockdown on emails these last few years, and so it's really hard to get emails to anyone anymore. So I'll reach back out to you and make sure that what I'm going to put up on the website and what I'm going to give to Mo is exactly what you want.
Hey Jamie. Jamie, this is Mom and Donnie. Katie, I will provide you with Jamie's contact information. Are you asking, Jamie, that we make available maps for the counties for Miami-Dade to show that the wind speed is mainly masked throughout the county? Because really the code already clear that you have only one speed for the whole county. Is there a need for a map, or you would like to see that the map be given to you? We normally don't publish these maps on our website.
Okay, as long as they're not being published, then I don't need to create additional map that matches what you guys have.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure if you wanted it, that we could do that.
Yeah, Mo, this is Jamie. I'm not requesting a map. I'm just alerting to the fact that we have codified wind speeds there in Chapter 16 that are countywide.
Yes.
So I don't know how that overlaps with this effort.
No, this effort is mainly to assess local jurisdiction who has other than Miami-Dade and Broward, where there is a line that goes through the county, a control line that needs to be defined through, landmarks or details. So that's what we're targeting. But in terms of, we are aware of your situation and what the code requires. So there'll be no need for the maps. And we're not publishing those maps on our website. So there should be no confusion in this case. Thank you.
Any other TAC members with questions or comments? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions or comments?
This is Eric Ferguson with a question from the public.
Thank you.
I noticed, for example, Duval County wasn't on the list, and I didn't know if you were reaching out. So the question is, I know when we're trying to validate, not full verify, what wind speed to use, you go to the Duval County website, and they tell you to go to the ATC hazards by location. Will there be a list of the counties that state that you have to use that website or the ASCE tool for those types of wind speed maps, for those types of wind speeds, because I guess they interpolate between the lines when you're building?
Yeah. So that, to my knowledge, that's all county by county and how each county writes their code. Whether a county is adopting the map as is, I don't know how their code would define it. If their code defines it as interpolating between or a solid number between, I think that would be very specific for each jurisdiction. And I have reached out to Duval County with an email and a phone call, but I haven't heard back yet.
This is Mo Medani. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Actually, in the final draft of the wind speed map, we did add a footnote in relation to the fact that you could use the database that's really available through ASCE. can you, do you have that map, Kate?
If you yes, can. I do. So if we go up, so all of the maps here, in the notes, the final note says the link to that or equivalent. So I believe, is that what you're talking about, Mo?
Yeah, if you read the footnote that we added recently, the last, the... We added a new footnote for with regard to the question that Ian asked.
Yeah, so for instance, Volusia County's code is written in that they follow the Florida Building Code for the wind speed lines and anything that's written. So, you know, if a county is writing their code that says we follow the state of Florida as is, then I believe, you know, you would use the interpolation between because that would be in alignment.
Okay, thank you very much for the information, and thank you for pointing that out. That does help out a lot, so appreciate that.
No problem.
Anyone from the public with any further questions or comments? Hearing none, TAC members, back to you for further discussion and or a motion to accept the interim draft report.
CW, motion to accept the interim draft report.
Thank you. Do we have Gascon second? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to accept the interim draft report, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Do we have any other business to bring before our structural TAC today? Any further TAC or public comment? Hearing none, it is now 10:22. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining our meeting today, and this meeting is adjourned. Have a good day.
Yeah.